Hello and welcome to Motivational Minds Radio. My name is Justin Sachs, and today I'm here with Dr. Karen Sherman, who's the author of Marriage Magic, Find It, Keep It, and Make It Last. Dr. Sherman, welcome to the show.
Hi, Justin. I'm glad to be joining you.
It's so great to have you here. I can't wait to hear about all that you're up to. Looks like you've got a second book as well, Mindfulness and the Art of Choice, Transform Your Life. I love it.
That's really my passion, is to let people know that they do not have to be a prisoner to their past and that they can really change their lives around.
I love it. Tell us a little bit more about what you do and how you work with folks. I'd love to hear about kind of all that you're up to.
Okay, well, I'm a psychologist in private practice. I also teach, but the majority of my work is, as I said, in private practice, and I offer workshops, and I do writing, I do blogs, I do articles for Hitch Mag, and the blogs are on thirdage.com. And basically, what I try to do is help people know that they can change their lives. I very much believe that life is about reaction equals action. And so they really are responsible for what they do in life. And based on what they do, people will react differently to them. And that they, therefore, have the power over what happens to them in their lives.
Now, I'm here in California, the divorce capital of the world.
Mm.
And I'm curious, what can you offer folks in terms of keeping the relationship lasting and having a real powerful one? What are some of the things that you say we need to focus on?
Well, first of all, the main thing you need to focus on is the relationship. Unfortunately, a lot of people feel or fall into the trap that once you're in a committed relationship, you can sort of take it for granted, and you can't. So the first thing you need to do is make sure that you make your relationship a priority. And then the thing that everybody says they sort of miss is that honeymoon period. And you can have your honeymoon period as long as you act and behave the way you did during that time. And what was that time about? Appreciating each other, making each other the focus, making sure that you let each other know that you matter to one another. So if you start to make sure that you recreate those very same types of behavior, it's amazing how quickly you can bring those relationships the spark of that relationship back. You know, Justin, on my website, choicerelationships.com, I offer a 3-week program that's free, and it's based on that whole principle of reaction equals action or action equals reaction. Doesn't matter which way you do it. And I get constant commentary from people saying, my God, I didn't realize how I can really change my relationship around. And you don't even need your partner to be involved in it. Once you start changing the way you act, your partner will react differently to you.
Sounds like the law of reciprocity to me. You know, what you put out there, you get back in return, oftentimes
absolutely
tenfold.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, so many people are hurt, and when they're hurt, they end up acting resentfully or they shut down. And so your partner is going to respond to that. And unfortunately, in a negative way, and then you respond negatively back, and there you go. There's your downward spiral. But at any given moment, you can make the choice to change that. And so once you start, you know, changing your behavior and putting a positive spin on it, then it starts changing around.
Now, where does jealousy fall into the picture? Because I oftentimes hear that jealousy is the root of all evil in relationships. What do you think about that?
Well, I do think that, unfortunately, a lot of us have jealousy or insecurity, and that very often is coming from something from your past. And, you know, that's where we get into my second book, because a lot of things that we react to in our relationships is really not about what's going on in the actual relationship. We end up getting triggered. In other words, what I mean is there's a situation in your relationship that feels like it's actually going on in the now, but it's really because it's pushing buttons from something in the past. But there are ways that you can really change the old feelings. You can actually rewire your brain so that you can get past those old hurts and be free to act in the present. You know, when we're burdened by old energy, by old emotions, you're not really able to function clearly to the here and now. You are really reacting all the time and being foggy or not seeing all the possibilities that are open to you because you're really responding to old hurt emotions. But it doesn't have to be that way.
And it sounds like this is, you know, similar to people getting into abusive relationships. Maybe they come out of it and then they just get back into another one down the line where it's this never-ending cycle.
Absolutely. And we often do that. We often, whether it be abusive or even something on a much smaller scale, we often pick the same kind of people unknowingly because we're really repeating that pattern many times for no other reason than because it's comfortable to us. Even though it doesn't necessarily get us what we want, we know how to do it. We know the patterns of it. And so we continue to pick people like that and then end up not really being happy. But again, once you start to become aware of what you're doing, because you can never make a change unless you're aware, once you start to become aware of it, you have the choice and then the responsibility to make a difference in your life.
Now, is it true then that the only way for us to get past these negative relationships in our past is the only way for us to get past that to really get complete with where it was and with how it worked? Or can we just, you know, forget about the past and move forward without really handling those things behind us?
Well, I wish I could say to you that just understanding it and saying I'm not going to do it would work. But my findings have been that a lot of times, even though you mean to do that, a lot of this is really in your body, so to speak. There's energy that's left over. And if you don't really work with the body energy of it, you get triggered like in a nanosecond, and you don't mean to, but you do. And as I said, that can interfere in your present-day relationship. So a lot of the exercises or in my second book is designed to help you deal with those kinds of reactions. As a matter of fact, coming out shortly in the new year, I've updated the book and actually I'm putting in an entire section on how to deal with these reactions in a relationship. I wanted to include that as well because I do find that so often these old situations do interfere with our relationships.
So what are the first steps? What are the first things we need to do to get past the past?
Well, you need to be self-observant. You need to be honest with yourself, and that's hard sometimes, but you need to say, am I really getting what I want? You know, the other thing is if you find yourself constantly in a situation where you're unhappy, you can't keep blaming it on everybody else. If you're getting the same kinds of results from several different people, then probably it really is because it's something that's going on with you. Everybody can't be wrong. A lot of what I talk about also is being aware of your body because especially in our society, we're sort of cut off at the neck and we're very much into our head and thinking about things. But anytime there's an emotional reaction, our bodies will tense up or get tight. And so if we start to become aware of our body and we feel that tension, then that becomes a signal for us, and we can say, wow, you know, something's upsetting me. So as we start to tune in to those signals, we will have a window of opportunity to find out, okay, what's upsetting me? And so, again, the more we start to know ourselves and to know our reactions, then we can start to work with it. And again, a lot of people don't want to go there because it's like, oh, this is painful. But the truth is, these are just memories from the past. And as you start to work with them, they go away. And then you're free. You don't have to deal with them anymore.
Now, you just talked about something so important, which is taking responsibility. And it's something that I think we all struggle with so much. Talk a little bit about how we can get started in really taking on responsibility at a higher level, because, you know, I often say that there's a difference between being responsible and actually doing responsible. You know, we're often in our lives doing the responsible thing in our day-to-day lives, but actually being responsible for everything that happens in our lives is something that we all struggle with.
Yeah, I truly believe that the only one that you really can control is yourself and the reactions that you have. You know, we would like to think that we can control other people's reactions, or a lot of times we'll bemoan and say, oh, if only they would do this or that, my life would be different. But we've got to really accept the fact that we cannot control either situations or other people, but we can control our reactions. So that's the first step. And then what you have to do is look sincerely at your reactions, look honestly at your reactions, and say, does this get me the result that I want? You know, am I happy? You know, when I do certain things, is the other person responding in a way that I want them to be? So you then have to really assess what your behavior is and what the outcome of your behavior is, and then decide what you're going to do at that point. If you're not getting the results you want, then it's up to you to make a change.
Dr. Karen Sherman, author of Marriage Magic, Find It, Keep It, and Make It Last, and the author of Mindfulness and the Art of Choice. Thank you so much for being with us. If you could give us one more golden nugget for our listeners, what would it be?
Know that you can change your life and that you can have all the joy, and it's up to you to do it.
Thank you so much. Tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you if they have questions or if they want to purchase your book. Where can they find you?
They can do it at either of my websites, choicerelationships.com or Dr. Karen Sherman, drkarenshereman.com.
So great to have you with us, Dr. Karen. It was just incredible. I appreciate all your guidance, your support, and all of the incredible insight you provided us today.
And thank you, Justin. I appreciate being with you.